All right, friends, welcome to another episode of Hatman and Harwood, Little Red Light Songs, Havel Hate of Music. It's October, it's fall time, we're starting to see more pumpkins and gourds, and I like cheese. And all this month, we're going to be featuring our favorite instrumentals. That's the whole idea of October, it's instrumental month. Something new that we're doing here. And we're doing that to commemorate the 7-year anniversary of the Richard Nixon Show, which was a show that Jason and Melissa, Chris here, and myself all did. And we used a lot of instrumental music for the bumpers and for the theme song and the closing theme, and it was just a great time in all of our lives. Well, I can't speak for everybody, but it was mine. So that's what we're doing this month. We're commemorating that time with our favorite instrumentals, and this is definitely one of our favorite instrumentals playing in the background here.
It ain't my fault.
Smokey Johnson, great New Orleans drummer, Smokey Johnson.
And did we? You tell me about the song this year?
I told you about it last year.
Oh, well, it's still fresh on my mind.
It's great. It's epic.
I love this song.
It is a great New Orleans song. F O N K.
Thank you for telling me about this song.
You're very welcome. I'm glad you dig it because I dig it too.
I like it. I like it a lot. All right, you ready for my song tonight?
Do your thing.
All right. Let me find it here.
Do what you want to do.
I do not. Okay. Are you familiar with Dennis Coffey? Oh, why is that still playing?
You just leave it going in the background for a while.
Oh, no.
You remember how we used to do kind of our forced intro music and it played a little bit into our...
We need to do that again.
I know. I loved that. Why'd you stop it?
Really bad songs, though.
I know. That was what was so good.
That's true. I'm Jason Chapman. I like that music.
You need to do that again. That was good stuff.
Are you familiar with Dennis Coffey?
No. I don't think so.
And the Detroit Guitar Band?
Dennis Coffey and the Detroit Guitar Band. No. Never heard of them.
Hmm. Well, tonight we're going to play a song called Scorpio.
Okay.
Have you heard of that?
No.
Oh. It charted to number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100. But it doesn't say what year. Let's see. Let me keep reading. It also charted number 9 on our R&B singles. That's weird. It doesn't show what year. Anyway, it's a really cool song. I just heard this. You know what? I take this back. I've heard this before. But a long time ago, but by a high school band. You remember that Abraham Martin and John song?
Oh, yeah.
By that high school band?
The Evergreen Swing Choir. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Well, they played a version of this.
Oh, really?
Of Scorpio. And I'm like, last night when Sammy was getting his bath, I was, you know, Melissa was giving the bath, and I was, which my 4-year-old, and I was thinking about that song. And I was like, what's the real song sound like? And I instantly fell in love with the original.
I remember us listening to that.
From the high school band?
Everswing, Evergreen Swing Band.
Yeah. Yes. So here's the original. Ready?
Okay.
I'll try to figure out what you hear in a minute.
All right.
Oh.
Ready to hear this?
Maybe.
Because I like cheese. Bacon.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly.
That's a very cool piece of music.
That was from 1971. I just found out.
Awesome.
I called him and he told me. No, just kidding. I saw it on the Wikipedia. But he was the first white artist to perform on the television show Soul Train.
Wow. You know, we always have heard about, especially in the 50s and the dawn of rock and roll, it was a big deal for a black artist to be on some of those white shows. Well, this was kind of flip-flopped.
Yes. Good old David Coffey. I guess he's still alive, too. So I'm going to write him.
How old? Does it say when he was born or anything?
He was born this November 11th, 1949.
Well, he was born Veterans Day.
Detroit, Michigan he's from. His genres are soul, funk, R&B, and disco.
Well,
you see his picture?
Yeah. What does the man look like? Well, he looks like Coffee.
Doesn't look like what I thought he was.
No. Yeah.
Well, very cool. And
so
I,
you can get that off the iTunes.
Yes, it's on the iTunes.
Cool. And I might have to download that.
Think from what the whole album's just songs like that. Let's look at what's on, rest on that best of David Coffee here. Let's see. Let's see.
Hey, let's see.
All right, I got a sponsor for us tonight.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we still got I thought we were almost done with this episode.
Now it's your turn. But here's our sponsor tonight.
Okay.
From Big O Tires.
Big O Tires. Like fires at Big O Tires.
And when my tires falls off, honey, you'd been loved for I'll go to my grave loving you.
Rest in peace, cookies. Eat your cookies and rest in peace.
Available at all local hardware stores. Ace, true value.
It just stops.
And.
Oh, and. It should be like one more store because they always do three. Hey, it's true value. And I just froze and I'm like, oh, well.
I think you
like
leave.
Ace Hardware.
I like it like that.
Ace. No, true value, Ace. And then it should be like in Home Depot or something like that.
Yeah.
Or TJ Noy or Kmart.
Yeah, one of the older. Yeah. One of the older. Like Blue Star Omen. You could always get that at Kmart.
Yeah.
And all these different.
So who was that?
Pure Jock Edge. That was our very good sponsor. We appreciate it so much. It means the world to us when our good friends over at Anderson Burris Funeral Home sponsor us.
And, you know, that's where they sponsor our we're a competition for them, because we're Chapman and Harwood Funeral Homes, too.
That's true. They should have sponsored us.
That's weird, though. A competitor sponsored us.
I know.
Oh, well.
The teacher I work with, her husband is a funeral director there.
Wow.
Yeah. I think he's very good at what he does.
Well, I hope so.
Oh, yes. He's Brian's wonderful. So.
Okay. Nah.
Well, we're going to listen to a piece of music by a group called Apollo 100.
Ooh, that sounds fancy.
It is fancy. This is a piece entitled Joy.
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 To the world. No.
Joy.
Joy. Okay.
Joy.
I'm ready.
Okay. You probably will recognize this. I can remember back in the day, K.O. May would play this from time to time.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I have heard
this. Let me give you a little information about the group. Apollo 100 was a short-lived British instrumental studio-based group that had a top 10 hit with the Johann Sebastian Bach-inspired single Joy in 1972. The recording of Joy as performed by Apollo 100 is a nearly note-for-note remake of the arrangement of Yesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, but with modern pop flourishes like percussion, electric guitar, and bass, recorded by the British band Jigsaw on their 1970 debut album, Leather Slade Farm. Tom Parker was an accomplished arranger, responsible for most of the successful arrangements of the Youngblood catalog, such as top 20 American hit Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep.
Oh, yeah, I know
that. And a number of Don Farden's recordings.
Oh, that'd be a horrible last name.
Farden.
But I know Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep.
Yes, you played that.
We played that before.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Parker is a multi-instrumentalist, having played keyboards, clarinet, saxophone, trumpet, trombone, and a number of other instruments from an early age. His first performances were in and around Newcastle upon Tyne, where he performed in a number of jazz clubs. Following this, he was associated with a number of groups, including the Mark Lehman Five, Jimmy James and the Vagabonds, Eric Burdon and the New Animals.
Oh, yeah.
He put together the band in 1972. This would be Apollo 100 with drummer Clem Catini, guitarist Vic Flick. You know who Vic Flick is?
Vic Flick is.
We know who he is. Guitarist Zed Jenkins.
Yeah.
Percussionist Jim Lawless and bassist Brian Odgers. Their first single, Joy, was based on Bach's Yesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. It rose to number 6 on the pop singles chart in the U.S. None of their subsequent efforts were as successful, and they broke up in 1973. Aww. The U.S. release of Joy was handled by the Nashville, Tennessee-based independent label Mega Records, who released it there as a 7-inch single in November 1971. And this song has been featured in different soundtracks as well as different commercials. And like I say, I think you're going to recognize it. It's very cool because it's based off of Yesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, which is by the great Johann Sebastian Bach.
Yeah.
Beautiful piece of music. And it's, you know, we all know who Yesu is. It's Jesus.
Yeah.
And he's in the hallway.
Yeah.
Jesus,
why does that picture keep moving? I said, he does it by itself.
In the hallway. Would you let him in? All right, so this is...
Is that a real song?
It's called Jesus on the Main Line.
Oh, okay. So you just made that up.
Afraid not. But this is, Jason, this is Joy.
Yeah.
By Apollo 100 featuring Tom Parker. So I hope that you did.
I like it.
That I've heard that before on the KOMA, and I told you, I think I heard those on the commercials back in the day.
Yeah, that was a very popular piece when it came out.
And like them up.
You've got those Rhino instrumentals, the instrumental compilation.
I have half of them. No.
Yeah, I have them. Well, I don't have the surf one, but I have 50s, 60s, and 70s. And
oh, yeah,
I've
bought
got
them.
Four of them.
You bought them.
I never bought the surf one because, with the exception of a few of them, and including Pipeline,
they
everything
all sound the same.
Blah 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 blah. We ought to close with that.
Okay, Jason.
Jason's surf instrumental.
Jason Chapman, please use your surf instrumental.
Oh, okay, I was going to do it now, but
go ahead. Then. All right, if they want to join you, how would they get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me at scharwood@gmail.com. And if anybody wants to Scorpio you, how can they get a hold of you?
They don't, but get a hold of me. Get a sleepy hit show
Dennis
at gmail.com. Okay, yeah, I forgot. You're the one that recorded
that. I got that here. Like me and my brother Bobby, we've got it here. We
play. And it's just called Jason's Surf Instrumental?
It's called Jason's Surf Instrumental 1963, I believe. This one we could put on the iTunes because it's well over.
But it's all okay.
1963. Blah 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 bl